Elizabeth Estey is a Democrat in Connecticut's 5th District. She's been in office since 2013. She is the most poignant person on the question of gun and the damage that guns do in the United States of America, in the Congress. And I know part of it is Sandy Hook is in your district, but I know how committed you are, and it must be incredibly frustrating to hear these people doing what they're doing.
Well, it was frustrating to see that the response to this, you know, awful shooting last week of colleagues of mine, one of them the number three Republican in the House, you know, very seriously wounded, that some people took from that the answer is more guns, you know, that we need more good guys with guns to shoot the bad guys with guns. And I think we really need to think about whether we want to be living in a world in which everyone is, you know, packing heat at every grocery store, at every supermarket, at every church, and every first grade classroom. So I don't think that's a sensible response. Now, make no mistake, it was unbelievably heroic action on the part of the two officers. And I've heard detailed accounts from people who were there, and it was amazing. And they saved dozens of lives, and that was enormously important. But it is not reasonable to think, even for members of Congress, and certainly not for anybody in the public, should not be thinking that that is the kind of protection that we should need. That's not, you know, that's a problem if we're thinking that's the kind of protection we should need going about our daily lives for anybody.
One of your colleagues, Mr. Collins, I believe, has talked about how he's going to be packing from now on. What do you make of that?
Again, I don't think that's a good idea. And I think it is better for us to be looking at two things. One is, we really do need to be looking at tone and tenor. I go out of my way to refer to the folks I serve with in Congress as patriots. Doesn't mean we don't disagree on particular votes or programs or policies, but we love the country deeply, and we need to remember that. And I think that's got to be lifted up and held up in this country, because the divisiveness, the tone around the divisiveness has dehumanized people. And we've seen that around the world. You know, when you dehumanize people, then they don't count. And then hurting or killing them isn't really a problem, because they're actually not even human. And that's a really serious problem. It's a risk, and we shouldn't allow that to happen in our country. So I think that's something we all bear responsibility, but especially those in elected office. But, you know, the commentariat is also... has a role to play, and frankly, folks every day do as well. And I would still say, I think, and I know, that there are policies that work to help reduce the number of people who die every year, intentionally or by taking their own lives from guns. And smart policies do that, making sure people are authorized to own a gun, and at least asking that question. And that has saved lives. And would continue to save lives if we applied it to every gun sale. And that's common sense, and there really shouldn't be anybody who doesn't support that.
Well, now, Congresswoman Elizabeth Estey is our guest. And Elizabeth, I wanted to ask you about something that I know you won't want to be asked about, but that's Alex Jones, Megyn Kelly, and Sandy Hook. This guy, Jones, comes out and says the whole thing, and boy, it must have really gotten you right in the solar plexus, was a fraud, that Sandy Hook was a fraud.
Well, I'm very pleased that the local affiliate in Connecticut, that NBC Connecticut, decided not to broadcast Megyn Kelly's interview with a Sandy Hook denier. And I don't doubt Megyn Kelly was actually going to help support a fundraiser for the Sandy Hook Promise Foundation last week. She's a skilled journalist, and I'm sure she had an objective there. But for the families in Newtown to give a platform to someone who is so outrageous and so hurtful, and to suggest that somebody would stage this, that these children weren't actually killed in a classroom, is beyond offensive. I think we have to have journalism that is helpful in the process, and I don't think that the airing of that interview was helpful.
Have you heard from any of the parents post-interview?
I talked to a number of them pre-interview as this was going on last week.
Yeah,
they were very, very upset about it.
What were they saying?
They just find it hateful, and and giving up again, giving a platform to somebody who is with no basis in fact and very hard to understand how somebody even could conceive of that idea. And they just don't understand why that should be, what good can come from giving someone like that a platform, a national bully pulpit, and think that that's a disservice. And I think it is a disservice to everybody who has suffered as a victim of gun violence.
I wanted to talk to you about Obamacare. It's now in the Senate. People haven't been allowed to participate. Republicans don't even know what's in the bill. Mitch McConnell says, well, we're going to bring it out eventually, and we've had 7 years to discuss this kind of thing. What do you make of it?
Well, I really disagree with how the Senate is going about writing its version of the health care bill. They're doing it in secret. They're not even sharing it with other senators, much less with the American people. And let's be clear, in the Affordable Care Act, referred to by many as Obamacare, had 100 Senate hearings. There were 161 amendments from Republicans. And so far, we're looking at a process in which there has not been a single hearing, and there have been no opportunity for Democrats to allow amendments because they don't even know what's in the bill. And the CBO report that came out for the House health care bill confirmed that this repeal and replace effort, the AHCA, would rob millions of Americans of their health insurance coverage. 23 million Americans is the estimate, and that's would force hardworking families to pay more money for worse coverage. And I just see no way that is the right thing to do. And it was disgraceful that the House passed the bill without a full understanding of the effect it would have on families. And it's deeply concerning and, frankly, just wrong that the Senate is following in the same way.
Elizabeth Esty, we only have 2 minutes now, but I wanted to ask you, what's going on in the Senate, the way in which this is playing out, say about America?
Well, it tells me that this is more of campaigning rather than governing. American people send folks to Congress to work with each other and to hammer out, you know, consensus solutions for people, not to continue electioneering in bills that, you know, aren't even allowed to be seen by their colleagues that they serve with. Everybody's got an equal vote when it comes time to vote, but if we can't even see it in advance. And it's particularly ironic because Republicans had claimed during the Affordable Care Act that they didn't get a chance to see the whole thing. Well, now nobody's getting a chance to see this. You've got this small group of guys, and literally of guys, in the Senate who are the only ones who have a seat at the table, who are the only ones who know what's going on. And that's just wrong. It ought to be done in daylight. I'm a big believer in daylight for legislation.
Congresswoman Elizabeth Esty is a Democrat from Connecticut's 5th District. Elizabeth, I am such a fan of yours, and I have to tell you that I hope you keep fighting the fight. Appreciate it very much. Well, when we come back the next time, we'll figure something else out.
Thanks so much, Alan.